You know the list of resolutions. They involve weight, maybe drinking. Well, what about a New Year's resolution about money? Michelle Singletary is the nationally syndicated personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. She's got an idea, a 21-day financial fast. She joins us from the studios of NPR in Washington. Michelle, no spending at all?
Not at all, except for the things that are necessities. And that list is a lot shorter than you think.
Like what?
Well, I mean, groceries, medicine, things like that. But you can't go shopping, can't get your hair done, no movies, no eating out, all that kind of stuff.
You say don't even go into a mall. Don't window shop.
That's right. You know, when that's like temptation. I call the mall the den of iniquity because you go in there and you can't resist all the sinful temptation to spend with money that you don't have.
Okay, so fast for 21 days, except if you need things for the children, you know, food and necessities and things like that. And you know what? I do this. I love this. And I do it around this time of year. And Psychology Today, the magazine, addressed this. And they say one of the reasons that if you have income and you have money, it's never enough and it doesn't bring you happiness because you always want more. And they suggest just this, a fast, so that you bring yourself back to the days when you might have been scrounging. And if some people are already doing this, obviously, you know, you don't need to do this. But back to the days when you might have been getting quarters in the couch, and it makes you feel better.
That's right.
Is that what you're getting at?
That's exactly right. You absolutely described it. It's to jumpstart that thing in you that you want to do better with your money. And what better time to do it than now as the new year is beginning? So, you know, it's a quick way to sort of slap yourself and say, look, I got to stop all this unnecessary spending. I need to save more. I need to save for my retirement. I've got kids. I want to send them to college without having to have them take on debt. And this is what the financial fast is doing. 21 days, because they say it takes about that long for something to stick with you.
Right.
And so that's why it's that long.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, they were pointing out in Psychology Today, it's you know, good if you change your financial ways, but it's also about when you go back, you appreciate what you have and you don't need to up the ante again. And for you, there's also a spiritual component to this.
Absolutely. The fast came out of a ministry that I run at my church in Maryland, First Baptist Church of Glenwood. Got to get a shout out to them. And essentially what it was is that so many people were coming up to me, how can you help me personally? And I thought, let's do this thing. Because I was doing the Daniel fast at the time where you fast from food. And I thought, why don't I apply the same principles to your money?
I have to jump
so
in.
Shut everything down.
I have to jump in the Daniel fast.
Right. That's a spiritual fast in which you don't eat any meat or sugar and sodas, and you cut out all the impurities. You just eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and it's a way to cleanse your system. Mm-hmm. The financial fast has a similar principle. Shut down all that shopping, and you can't use plastic. No credit.
Ah.
I'll tell you, it sounds a lot easier when people think, oh, I could do that, but just think about all the unconscious spending that you do. And listen, this fast is not just for people who are financially challenged, as I call them. If you're good with your money, it's a way for you to sort of reassess, are you on the same road that you put yourself in at the beginning when you started saving?
Yeah. So no credit cards, nothing that you don't need. And when does this start?
Well, I'm going to do a nationwide fast on starting January the 13th, Monday, January 13th. So I figured I'd give you a week after, you know, New Year's to get settled. And I'm asking people all across the country to join me on this fast. And you can email me at colorofmoney@washpost.com. Go to me to the Washington Post, michellesingletary.com. Sign up. And I'm telling you already, we've got, you know, dozens and dozens of people ready to take this challenge to go into the new year with a different aspect about their money.
Okay, you know, we'll link people up at herenow.org so they can join you. Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and I hope you join me on the fast.
I will. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.